Beat to the Fire with the Black Knight of Talk Radio, James Ataljancic, is the technical production of IPS Media Works and aired on the Jancic Radio Network of stations. The views expressed in the following show are of the host, the guest, and the callers, and not necessarily the views of Interstreams Radio, IPS Media Works, the Jancic Radio Network, nor its advertisers and affiliates. The content of the following show, its accuracy, authenticity, and the ramifications of the use or application of said content is the responsibility of those speaking and listening, not the broadcast medium. We are back and we are live. Feet to the Fire. I'm your host, James Ataljancic, Black Knight of Talk Radio. The last 2 hours of the show, Will will be the main guest, as you were, will be Dr. Judy Wood. She is a proponent that what brought down, or I should say removed, the World Trade Center was not a demolition. It was not thermite. It wasn't jet fuel that melted the steel and had it collapse. It was a direct energy weapon, which is, she is abbreviating, DEW, which disintegrated the towers. It didn't bring it down. It disintegrated it. And she is, if you go to her website, which is drjudywood.com, there's a zillion things on there. You could probably spend the next month poking around her website. That backs up the stuff. Now, I personally, from having to guess on what I've looked at, I mean, this is not a full-time job for me looking into 9/11. It's one of the things on my plate. Very important, but one of the things on my plate. And from what I can see of it, the thermite pretty much explains it all. But that is why we have these people on. A request from listeners wanted to go into her theories, and so here we are. She's going to come on and talk about it. We have 2 hours to go through it. We're taking your questions. It's very important, especially in this 9/11 truth movement. I'm starting to see schisms where people are starting to throw around the, the disinfo agent banner. And I that's really sad, because even if someone would be to say that, it doesn't mean anything. You'd have to have some kind of backup. It's just name-calling, in other words. How you would prove somebody disinfo agent, I don't know. I guess it's possible that something will pop up somewhere that would kind of support that. I don't know, but I'd like to look at the data. And so we'll have her here to explain her data on the direct energy weapon. Now, I don't know. It's unfortunate. One of the things we're talking about, the mainstream media, is that they're deciding what gets broadcast. And so we don't want to fall into that same category. As long as there's some credibility to it, I mean, it's just minimal. I mean, I've had people talk about, you know, everything on the show. And that's kind of the cool thing about it, is that it's open to everything. And so this may sound like a disclaimer for her. It isn't. It's actually a ground setting for talking about different things. And the 9/11 troop move is a very high energy, kind of hot-tempered in many ways situation. You know, I don't need any flames of it coming here, because we're trying to be civilized here and talking about everything. So, I mean, you go to the mainstream media and you talk UFOs and they laugh. So this is being accepted probably even less, I would imagine. There's probably less people. But the number is growing that think there should be a new investigation, and I think that's something we all can agree on, that the main story has so many holes in it that it needs to be investigated properly and thoroughly. I think that's something we all can agree on. So she'll be here to talk about